I'm joined by a young gentleman by the name of Tondi Rams. Yes, you know him because he is one of our Impact 103 presenters here. And he has been a part of the Impact family for quite some time. He has an absolute love for music. I mean, he's been part of music from singing in the choir to forming music groups with his friends and his brothers in his formative years to picking up the guitar and songwriting. And it also just has just evolved from his gap year into going into studying music, music production and sound engineering. Tondi Rams joins me on the morning drive. Good morning, Toms. Tons?
Good morning, Vikita. It's so good to be up so early in the morning.
Oh, geez, so excited for the day. I think this is the first time you and I are actually talking on air together.
It's been long overdue.
Long overdue indeed.
But here we are, finally we get to do this.
When did you start out at Impact Radio, Tons?
This was, I think, around 2019.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Feels like longer.
It does, right?
Yeah,
it does feel longer. This family just, it takes you in and you just feel like you've been part of it for so long.
So true.
You know, that's because of the love that we have. Yeah, I think that's why.
Absolutely. Tons, when did you discover your love for music? I mean, it sounds like a really young age, but when was that point in your life that you realized, you know what, music is my thing and this is what I'm going to go and set out to do in my adult life?
Sure. I think I was quite young. I remember back in the days we had like a group. My mom used to organize the kids from our community, right? And would dance, do drama and sing, all these different things. And during that time, I would do like the lead. And there's a song that we used to do. It was Roxette. How do you do? Do you do? Yeah. No, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. You got similar ages.
You feel me? So I would be the one. And I was like such a little boy in front wearing red shorts and a white t-shirt. That was like the attire, right?
Yeah.
And I would be in front there as if like I was like playing the guitar.
Is this a guitar?
A guitar. And I was like, you know, going with it. And then, I mean, being inspired by the likes of Michael Jackson growing up. But then it finally hit home when my elder brother started making music. Right. So from seeing all these guys on TV to now having someone in the house who's actually like writing
closer
songs.
Closer to home for you, making it more reality.
So for me, I was like, oh, I can also do that. So I would sit in and just like try to learn. And from there, years went by. I started producing before I started actually writing songs. And then, yeah, my friends and I, we started like a group together. It was called M2D. I remember we wrote our first song. It was called, it went something like this. Goo goo ga ga gee. Can you hear that language? It's the baby speaking. It was such a quirky song, but you know.
You got to start somewhere.
You got to start somewhere. And I think from a young age, that's when like, you know, I really discovered. And also I was in the choir. I used to go to the Salvation Army. And I was part of the choir. I remember being in the Sunday school choir. And I was like, hey, this is not cool. I want to be part of the young adults choir. So my mom was part of that choir. And then I asked mom, I was like, please, like, can you try fit me in somehow? And then I was the first kid to be on the young adults choir.
Tons, this week we're just featuring Hannah as one of the female characters. As you know, it is Women's Month.
Yes.
And when I listen to you, I kind of like feel a little bit like I'm hearing a bit of Hannah's story where she puts Samuel in the temple to grow up and to become all he was destined to be.
Sure.
And your mom did similar things. She obviously heard your heart's desire when it comes to music.
Sure.
And you obviously are doing a bit of both secular music as well as Christian music.
Yeah.
So you want to be part of both worlds and maybe just bringing them towards a life or a realization that there is more to life and through the lyrics that you're writing and you're obviously also playing.
Yeah, 100%. And for me, like, I remember wrestling for quite a long time. I mean, growing up in the church and also my parents are pastors. We have our own church. And for the longest time, because I at some point started writing Christian songs, right, for the church. And we started writing those. So every single time it was, oh, you're going to be a gospel artist. You're going to be a gospel artist. That was the only thing. And I feel like so many times we are always boxed in that frame simply because, okay, you come from the church, this is all you gotta do. I mean, no one says to church people, you do accounting, do it in the church. You know what I'm saying? But it's always different when it comes to creative stuff. But for me, I remember praying about it for so long. I was wrestling, up until a point where I remember just feeling peace about it. And also having confirmation from a pastor he came from Pretoria at that time, and I was in Venda, and he came for a conference, and he spoke on that. And I was like, oh, wow, God, you see me. And from there, I was like, all right, I don't need to wrestle anymore, because what makes the music sacred is the heart behind it. And the thing is, when we think about secular, right, secular music can be filled by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's my thing. That's why I value my quiet time. I value spending time with God, because He informs everything I do, you know, outside of the church. And bringing those two worlds together I think it's a big mission for me, to be able to spread God's love and goodness, because I write love songs, right? And even church people need love songs. You know, people in the world need love songs. But it's how those love songs are written and what the message behind them is. And for me, that's why I'm so big on, you know what, I'm going to create what God gives me. And every single time I write songs, I'm just like, Lord, how did I write that? Oh, thank you for giving me that idea. Thank you for helping me write this, you know. So for me, my music is so sacred. So it's really exciting to be able to, you know, to give the best of both worlds, really. And I think that's why this EP represents that. You know, you've got the first side, which is more faith and hope, and then the second side, which is the love side, right? But God is love. So at the end of the day, everything is godly.
A lot of emotions in your EP that was released on the 27th of July. Lots of different, you can hear it in the lyrics, how you journey. And it's amazing how you are allowing God to witness through your music and through your talent as well. I mean, even though you've released an EP, your very first one, you have been part of music. You've released other songs in the past. You've also featured on King D music.
Yeah, I featured on King D. I've written with King D and for King D. So it's really exciting just being part of, you know, the bigger picture besides of just like my own music, and being able to create for other artists as well.
In case you're wondering, what is this debut project entitled by Tondi Rams? It's called A Tale of the Heart. Tales of the Heart, Tondi.
Yeah.
Why did you choose that name?
It's really amazing. It's because all these songs are songs that are dear to me, and they allow you to peer into my heart. These are things that I've experienced, things that people close to me have experienced, and I got to write about those things. So these are like stories, these are experiences, and Tales of the Heart really just embodies that, you know, because I'm pouring out my heart to the world. And with this being my debut project, it being so raw and so bare, it's acoustic, live acoustic, you know, my voice some in certain places, you know, I might make a mistake here or there, but I was cool with it because I'm like, you know what, there's beauty in imperfection.
And the authenticity of it.
That's the thing. And for me, just being able to say, hey, even when people get to know you as a person, they come to know that you're not as perfect as maybe social media might try to make you seem, right? And that's why I think this project is so special. So, Tales of the Heart.
Where can we get these songs downloaded, Tondi?
We can get them on Spotify, Apple Music, all these different platforms, even YouTube, if you don't have any of those other platforms. And you can be able to listen to music. Please, please, please stream it as much as you can and share it as well.
Tales of the Heart is the debut project that Tondi Rams has released on the 28th of July. And he's also available to sing for you at your events as well, I'm sure. I'm just actually just putting it out there.
Yeah.
I mean, really, why not? You've got your guitar in your hand at the moment. There's a song that you want to play for us. And what is the song name, and what's the story behind the song before you get going?
So this song is titled Silla. And I remember the time I was working on recording, on the live recording of this project. So I had an actual live recording with an audience of 13 people. So I remember I had a couple of songs that I already knew I was going to play for this EP. But then as I was driving back from Impact, actually back to Randburg, I was thinking about just an idea of, you know, a dreamer and dreaming. And this idea came to me as I was driving, you know, Silla. And the reason why I called it Silla instead of dreamer is because, you know, in the Bible, when we hear of Silla, it's a moment to pause and ponder and just, you know, take it in. And so I wanted this to be some form of a connector between the faith hope part of the EP and the love part. And I think just to allow people to breathe, especially in their lives, right, where you're trying to get to the next step, your dreams, your goals, and maybe things are hard, but just being able to pause and say, hey, it's going to happen someday.
Tondi Rams is going to be playing this song, Silla, and you can also download his debut project wherever online or wherever you go and get your music. It's called Tales of the Heart. Tondi Rams, thank you so much for your time, and let's listen to that beautiful song that you are about to play for us this morning.
I know it's hard sometimes when you're waiting for your dreams to come to life. You slip into darkness. The hope you have turns to despair. But one day you'll look back and shout, look how far I've come. But just keep moving, moving, and never give up. Dreamer, brighter days are coming. Damn dark outside. Oh, dreamer, better days are coming. It may take a while. Dreamer, brighter days are coming. Don't get off this ride. Oh, dreamer, better days are coming. One day you will arrive. So enjoy the ride. Ooh.
Tondi Rams, thank you so much for playing that beautiful song that is on air this morning on The Morning Drive. Go and download all the songs from his debut project called Tales of the Heart. You will not be disappointed. Such a privilege to have you here this morning, Tons.
Thank you so much, Figueta. It's such a pleasure being here. I had so much fun.
You are later on?
Yeah.
On air?
11 till 1 p.m. Tuesdays with Tondi.
There we go.